chance to say anything that will then tell the kids that you're staying with them when you see them.
Okay. So we also have Ryan and Bree. Can I have you guys come up? Eric and Jackie, to work with them has been phenomenal. I mean, they have been the most wonderful people to work with. They are great at what they do. They have a great calling on their life, and I know that the Lord is going to use them and bless Pastor Svetlana and the church that they're going to be working with. And they're just great. They're in it for the kids. They're in it to see God's kingdom grow. And that is their first priority, and they have a wonderful gift that I'm really going to miss. You know, I'm not just their gift, but their presence here at our Father's house. Eric, I love you. Jackie, I love you guys. I love your kids. I love you guys very much. At this time, I would like any youth that would like to speak to Jackie and Eric and let them know how they've impacted them to grow in the Lord. Anybody? I know I did speak to some of them already, and they said, you know, this is a really hard thing for them. Some of them said, I don't know, they have something written, but they were, you know, very emotional about it because they've developed, you know, wonderful relationships with them. And that just shows what type of people these guys are. You know, there's a saying that says, kids don't care how much you know unless they know how much you care. And these guys have definitely demonstrated that they care about our youth. Amen. And now they're going to take that care, and they're going to continue to care about our kids, but they're going to care about other kids and bring them up in the Lord as well. Amen. Okay, so if I can get the youth over here, and we'll just pass it down the line.
All right. Eric has honestly been one of the best team leaders I've ever had. He's taken the whole youth group and he's changed it around. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have been as close to making friends with all the other guys in the youth group. And I wouldn't have been as close to God as I am now if it wasn't for Eric. For example, he took us places. He did things after church with us. He really impacted in my life. And I bless him, and I hope that everything goes well for him, because he's going to do a lot of things in Richmond, because he's personally changed my life from where I started before he came and now. And I've learned a lot from Eric, and I always want to be like him if I become a youth leader. You've taught me a lot, brother, and I thank you so much for everything you do.
Well, all of the Riveras have really been an impact on my life because, I mean, that was my real... when I first felt the Lord, and they gave me that chance because I've had so many doubts along the way that they have fixed and they have changed, and I've become more self-confident than I ever was, and they're my whole second family. I'm gonna miss them really bad, and I know they're gonna do that. They're gonna change other kids' lives with putting God in there and just fixing them up.
Eric, Jackie, you guys have just taken the youth group so far from us sitting in youth group down in the sunroom on the floor to now we have Xbox, the TV, we have couches, tables. It looks cool down there. It looks appealing. And you guys have just helped the youth group grow from coming from maybe 5 kids every Wednesday. Now we're almost up there to almost 15 now. And you guys have just really impacted. And Eric, you have shown me with so much, you can do so much. And after Sunday's taking us out to go eat lunch, and we'll be like, oh, but we don't have money. And you say, doesn't matter, you'll pay for it. You've shown me to just love. You've helped me to learn how to connect and take me out of the comfort zone where I like to talk to people, but I don't like to just go out and do stuff with people. But you have shown me to just have fun, enjoy life. And you're just taking trips down to Miami. That would be so fun, and nothing I'll ever forget going to Krispy Kreme at midnight to go get 3 boxes of dozen donuts and one of the boxes for a whole pregnant lady. It's just, we've learned so much from you, and you have done such great things, coming out to our sport games, our coming to see our plays, coming to hear our recitals, just doing so much for us and just loving us like no other. And I just want to thank you guys for all you have done. And like these two other guys have said, we know you're going to go down to Richmond because God has called you there, and you're going to do amazing things because God has a calling on your life, and we can really see it just with what you've done with our youth group. I can't wait to hear and see what you do down in Richmond.
So I haven't known you guys for too long, but I used to come here and everything, and like he was saying, there wasn't as much stuff down there, and things have really changed since you two have come here. I didn't know you guys for too long, but you guys took me in and just took me under your arm. We went to the Potomac Youth Conference, and I never really experienced God like I did there, and it was because of you guys. I didn't know, I was kind of thinking about it in my mind, whether he was real or not. And you guys just helped me realize that he is what he is. He's almighty. He's God. And I just want to thank you guys for that. And for my sister, she's the same way. She can't really talk. But but I just want to thank you guys for taking us in. And you're just our family. And I look forward to hearing and seeing what you do in Richmond.
So now part of this celebration is to have the baton passed to Ryan and Bree. And what I would like them to do, I would like Eric and Jackie to anoint Ryan and Bree. And then after they are anointed, we would like to invite all the kids to come forward. And we're going to have all of them pray over our wonderful kids because they are... they have demonstrated that they have impacted our kids greatly, and these guys are committing to do the same. And our kids are so valuable. And, we don't just do this to just put on a show or anything. This is about relationships. People grow when they know people care about them. And if we can demonstrate anything, that's number one. First of all, love. Amen? Amen? So we have anointing oil here. It's called Lily of the Valley. And one thing that just a demonstration of why I like using Lily of the Valley, I think of springtime. I think of springtime whenever I think of lilies. But this is a springtime in their life. They're going to grow. They're going to flourish in both of their lives. So may the Lord bless as they are anointing and as they are anointed. Amen. So can we gather around Ryan and Bree and have you guys pray over them?
Thank you, Father, for bringing the David family to our household. As they continue the journey in the youth ministry, that they have strength to impact each youth beyond their means. May you give them strength and courage and wisdom as you develop them, as we all get developed when we commit to you and we say yes to you. We thank you so much for bringing the right family in the right time to our Father's house, for they can continue going forward and impacting our youth in our community. We thank you for just allowing us to be a part of their lives, and as we continue our relationships together and be our brothers and sisters, and we can continue connecting and embracing what our call is. We do this all in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. I miss this day. Okay, I got it.
So, let's just anoint them together. Okay. And Jackie, will you come over here? Okay. All right. So, Eric and Jackie, as you pray over them, just release the anointing that you have had here at our Father's house, and release it to them with power and authority and love. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, may I have all the wonderful children come up, because we are going to release them downstairs for something they've been waiting for all morning. Youth, will you guys come on up here too, please? All right, we got all the kids up here? All right, so will you guys do the blessing and pray over them?
God, you thank you for this opportunity to pray over these magnificent children this morning. I pray that your word will be engraved in their hearts and their minds, that they will know that you is their Savior. God, amen.
It is truly wonderful when our household gets to have this. This is a privilege. This is a responsibility. This is truly God telling us that we're doing the right thing. We're family. It takes a family to raise a family. Remember that. No, parents, mentors, everyone in this church, just impact their lives by speaking to them about life, faith. It doesn't matter. You got to connect with the kids. This is it. This is next. This is next in line. And if we don't invest in their lives, where we're going to be at? You know, so I truly encourage everyone to impact them in some way, somehow, for they could grow in faith and they could love the Lord and have a relationship with Him every day for the rest of their lives until they meet Him. So thank you, Father, for allowing us to have each and every one of them in our lives, that we could be a family and raise them as a family, and that they continue doing that, and they show their peers and their friends out there in the community how much they love Jesus because they see it in them. And that they bring others to Christ in their age, in their atmosphere, in their sphere and influences. That's what we ask you, God, to encourage them and to be with them every step and every day. And to encourage their parents and their mentors to continue walking strong with you. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
You're all dismissed. Head out.